The Nisqually River Delta is a striking landscape northeast of Olympia. Its grassy wetlands and open skies are home to big marine birds such as blue herons and critical estuary habitat that feeds endangered fish and other wildlife. And there's a whole underwater landscape surrounding it that's just being discovered and now protected as an aquatic reserve.
There's things like eel pouts and strange isopods and all kinds of things that only biologists get really excited about down there. But we oftentimes find ourselves destroying those kinds of things before we even know they're there.
Doug Myers is director of science with People for Puget Sound. He also works with the Nisqually Reach Nature Center that's been exploring the proposed underwater reserve and cataloging what's there for the management plan. Myers says the submerged portions of the river delta have some of the highest recorded sand waves on all of the West Coast. They're up to 100 feet tall, and they move around with the tides like sand dunes in a desert.
Based on the tidal currents, covering and uncovering hard bottom habitats that are between the sand waves, and those hard bottom habitats have things like anemones and sponges and soft corals and shrimp and those kinds of things. So the interplay between these sand waves and the hard bottom communities that get covered and uncovered is a fairly unique dynamic.
With the new designation, the state will manage these lands with an emphasis on environmental protection above all else for the next 90 years. Myers compares it to the status of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The seven aquatic reserves are part of the state's efforts to clean up and protect Puget Sound. The lands will be exempt from leasing for traditional uses, such as pipelines, commercial docks, dredging and dumping, as well as future designations for things like tidal energy mills, wind power, or aquaculture. It will remain open for recreational use, fishing and boating. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.